Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Pesachim daf Ayin Ches, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with Halacha Dalet and Vilzer stuff. It's all the way at the end of Samach Hayomud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So the beginning of the Mishnah is not a Chedesh. Ham Pesach Shabbat Betoma when Pesach is Ba Betoma, which means the majority of Klal Yisrael is Tamei Meis, for example, and therefore they bring Pesach Rishon in a state of Toma. Lo Yechel Menu Zav Zavas Nidas V'Yaldos. Some use a Zav or a Zava, a Nida, or when it just gave birth. That's a Yeledes. None of these people are allowed to eat it. As we've already learned before, we said it's not a Chedesh. Their type of tumah does not allow them to bring Pesach Rishon. Now here's what the chiddush is: Vim achlu paturim mikaris. According to Tanakama, if they did eat from this Korban Pesach, they're pata from karis. We know in this state of tumah, if they eat kachim, they're chayv karis. But if they eat the Korban Pesach, they're pata from karis. Whereas Reb Lezer paiter afal bias from mikdash, Reb Lezer adds on and says that even if they go into the mikdash in this state of tumah, they're pata. Now we're gonna have a different shita. The Gemara says Tanu, we have a brayso. Reb Meir mechayv Reb Shimon paiter. Reb Meir's mechayv them karis if they eat from the Korban Pesach. Whereas Reb Shimon, who's a Tanakama of the Mishnah, he says they're pata from karis. Now the question is, my time with Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon's source? That's because the Pasuk tells us in regards to regular kachim, v'abasar kol tar yoichal basar, meat of kachim, anyone who's tar is allowed to eat kachim. And then we continue, v'anevash shoteichal basar mizevach shlamim, if somebody ate from a shlamim and they were tamei, so then they get kares. What do we learn from here? Es shumot l'tarim chayav anol mishum toma, something which is permitted to be eaten by somebody who's tahar, so a person tamei who eats it is going to get kares, v'yasa pesach shabab toma, that excludes the Korban Pesach which is bab toma, v'achlu menu zav zav zniz v'yaldais, v'zav zav v'nidah yuledes, ate from it, since this is not eaten by taharim, because this year is being eaten by tameim. Another Tamei who eats from it, even though that particular Tamei wasn't allowed to eat from it, they're not going to get Karis. Now, another limud, Esh'einu Mutal Taharin, Ein Chayav Anol Mishum Toma, something which is not permitted for somebody who's Tahar. One's not going to be Chayav Karis for eating it in a state of Toma, and therefore, Achal Oila, Achal Imurin, if somebody ate a Oila or they ate a Murin, parts that are supposed to be brought in the Mizbeach, Machar She'ein Mutal Taharin, since these are not Mutal Taharin anyway, you're not allowed to eat a carbon Oila or a Murin that are supposed to be brought in the Mizbeach, Ein Chayav Anol, a person's not going to be Chayav Karis for that either. Now, we ask a question, Shitas Reb Elezer, who in the Mishnah had said that these people are Potter even for Bias Mikdash. If they go into the Bias Mikdash in their state of Toma, Zav, Zav, and Nidhi Ledes, they're Potter for that. And the question is, Nichas Balaila, let's say they go in at nighttime, the nighttime of the 14th, that's the night before the day of the 14th. Let's say they go in then, since the day of the 14th is going to be when the Korban Pesach is being brought, and they'd be Potter for going in during the day. So if they go in at night, are they Potter? And another question is, Nichas Kaid Moshe Shais, let's say they go in during the day, but it's before the 6th hour, so it's before the Korban Pesach in actuality is being brought. Are they going to be Potter for that? And we don't have an answer to this. Now we try to find the source for Reb Elezer's Shita. Amar Bias Rabbi says, in Yizbar Reb Elezer, Reb Shimon, if you want to say that Reb Elezer holds like Reb Shimon, meaning he's basing himself off of Shita's Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, then we could say, Matama, what's his source that one of these people, if they go into the Beis HaMikdash in their state of Tuma, they're Pater? That's because the Pasuk tells us in regards to a Yeledes, a woman who's Tame because she gave birth, B'chol Kodesh Laisiga, she's not allowed to touch Kodesh, Ve'al HaMikdash Laisavai, she can't go into the Mikdash. So clearly we're comparing touching Kodesh meat or eating it to going into the Beis HaMikdash. What do we learn from here? Esru Chayv Al Chilas Kodesh Chayv Al Bias Mikdash. Somebody who would be chayiv kares for eating kachim, so they're chayiv kares for going to the Beis HaMikdash in their state of Toma. But if she'enu chayiv al chilos kodesh, she'enu chayiv al Beis HaMikdash. If a person's not going to be chayiv kares for eating kachim in this state of Toma, as we just explained to this Reb Shimon, so they're not going to be chayiv for Beis HaMikdash either, and that would be Reb Elezer's source, basing himself off Reb Shimon. But now we have the other way around. What's Reb Shimon's source? In Yizbar Reb Shimon, Reb Elezer, if you want to say that Reb Shimon holds like Reb Elezer, Matama, what's his source for saying that one of these people, if they eat the Korban Pesach in their state of Toma, they're from Kares? That's because what does the pasuk tell us? This new Yeledes, she's not allowed to touch Kodesh and she's not going to the Beis HaMikdash. And that tells us, as true Chayv Beis HaMikdash, Chayv Al Chilas Kodesh, somebody who's Chayv for going to the Beis HaMikdash in their state of Toma, so they're Chayv if they eat Kodshim, but if they're not Chayv for Beis HaMikdash, any Chayv Al Chilas Kodesh, they're not Chayv for eating Kodshim in their state of Toma. And moving on to Halacha, hey, the Mishnah tells us, Ma Bein Pesach Mitzrayim Pesach Dairis. What's the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Dairis? Pesach Mitzrayim is the first carbon Pesach that was ever brought while the Yidden were still in Mitzrayim. And Pesach Dairis is all the subsequent Pesachim that the Yidden brought throughout the years. What's the difference between these two Pesachim? Pesach Mitzrayim, Mekhoi Basar. The Pesach Mitzrayim was taken on the 10th. The Pasuk says that on the 10th of Nisan, every single person has to obtain for themselves a Sef for the Korban Pesach. And Vitan Hazoya Va'agudas Ezoiv Al-Mashkef Al-Shtei Mezuzois, the required sprinkling of the blood with an Agudas Ezoiv, which literally translated means a bundle of hyssop, that was dipped into a bowl of blood. And that blood was sprinkled on the Mashkef, which is the lintel, that's the top part of the door, and the Shtei Mezuzois are the two sides of the door frame. Even Echel B'chipazin was eaten hurriedly, and also Laila Echad, the Isser of Chametz was only for one night, and that's it. However, Pesach Dairis Noi Kol Shiva, the Isser of Chametz by the Pesach Dairis is for 7 days. So now the Gemara tells us, Isser Yitani, those that teach in a Braisa, Dagin V'Tavlul and Paislimboi, these are two different types of Mumen. Those Mumen were a Psol by Pesach Mitzrayim. It had to be a pure, unblemished animal without any of these types of Mumen. However, Isser Yitani, those that teach, ain't Dukin V'Tavlul and Paislimboi. These Dukin V'Tavlul don't passel it. Dalit, that's because Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no din that you're not allowed to have a carbon that has these types of mumen. That was only by Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, then the carbon Pesach wasn't allowed to have these mumen, but beforehand, no problem. Now, according to Manda Amar, that these different things did pasal Pesach Mitzrayim, that's good. The Pasuk tells us, seh samim, it has to be a whole or unblemished seh, and that means it can't have dukin or tavlulin. But Manda Amar ain't dukin or tavlulin paislam boy, according to Manda Amar, that by Pesach Mitzrayim, these things are not upsol, mamakayim seh samim. How does he understand this Pasuk? And if you want to say, he was simply telling the Yidin of Mitzrayim that they're not allowed to bring an animal that's missing a limb, it can't be mechusar ever, that's not a possibility. Because I feel the karbon has been a noyach einoy, such a thing is not even be a carbon of a ben noyach. When a non-Jew brings an animal, it might be allowed to have a mum, but it's definitely not allowed to be mechusar ever. And so it's obvious that's not what the pasuk is telling us at Pesach Mitzrayim. And how do we know this? Ayn chasam based on top, because lo ken Amar Biyasa, didn't Rabbi Yasa say the pasuk Rabbi Elazar l'chavraya? Rabbi Elazar said unequivocally talachom in the base medrash. The pasuk relates that noyach was told he has to bring the following animals into the teva: mikol achai, mikol basar, from all that is living, from all flesh. Now what do we learn from here? Shu shleimim bevrehen, that they have to be whole and complete in their varim. They can't be missing any limbs. And that's because we know that from the kosher animals that noyach brought on the teva, some were used as karbonos. And that's what we're calling a carbon of a ben noyach. And since we see already that the carbon of ben noyach can't be missing any limbs, it has to be that Pesach Mitzrayim can't be missing any limbs. And therefore, when the pasuk says seh samim, it must be referring to even little mumen like daikin and tavluin. And it's not saying that it can't be missing a limb. However, the Gemara tries to say that no, that's not a raya because taman yesh mehel mizbeach over there by the karbonos of bnei noyach. That's specifically something that was brought on a mizbeach, and therefore that din is unique over there. But over here by Pesach Mitzrayim in mehel mizbeach, nothing here is brought on the mizbeach. The carbon Pesach Mitzrayim wasn't brought on a mizbeach, it was just brought in Mitzrayim. They shechted it and they ate it. And therefore, it is possible that when it says in the Pasuk, Seh Tamim, it's trying to say that it's not to be missing an Aver, and therefore we can't learn from Bnei Noach. Now, the following line of the Gemara is simply borrowed from Masechah Saita because it's referring to the same exact sugya. Reb Chana says, B'shem Reb Yirmiyah, Mikiving Shekseiv Ba Kapar Kekachim, Kemish Yesh Mehel Mizbeach, and this is a whole discussion regarding an Egel HaRufa, is the calf that is brought for the Egel HaRufa allowed to be Michoser Aver? The Gemara makes the same suggestion that we should learn from Bnei Noach, and then ends up saying that no, because of this comparison of the Mizbeach. But now back to our discussion over here of Pesach Mitzrayim, the Gemara now shows how this whole svara of that Pesach Mitzrayim wasn't brought in a Mizbeach, so therefore can't be learned from the Karbanos of Bnei Noach. That's not true, because with Tani Kain, we have a Baraisa that teaches, Shalish Mizbechais, Hayol Avasenu Mitzrayim, our forefathers in Mitzrayim, they actually had three Mizbechais, and therefore the Karban Pesach of Mitzrayim was brought in a Mizbeach. What were those Mizbechais? Mashka Fishte Mizuzais, the lintel, the top part of the door frame, and the two doorposts. That was considered a Mizbeach, because as we had said, the blood was applied to it, and therefore it is similar to Karban Bnei Noach, which we already learned from there. It can't be missing an Aver. It must be. The Setam is telling us it's not allowed to have a mum at all, such as these Daikin and Tavlulin. Now we just continue talking about this. Is Tanai Tani, there are those teaching a Braisa, Arba, that there was actually four Mizbechais in Pesach Mitzrayim. What were those? Saf, Umashkaif, Ushte Mizazais. So we add on the word Saf, and this comes from the Pasuk that tells us, Ulkachtam Agudas Ezoiv, Utvaltam Adoma Sherba Saf. That's a quote of the Pasuk. So we see that there's some sort of blood on the Saf. Now the question is, what is this Saf? So is Tanai Tani, Saf Kli. Those teaching a Braisa, that the Saf mentioned in the Pasuk is a Kli. That's the Kli that had the blood in it. And is Tanai Tani, Saf is Skupa. Those that teach that the word Saf means Skupa, that's the threshold of the door, the bottom part of the door frame. Now, Manda Amar Saf Kli, according to Manda Amar, that Saf is just a Kli, that's like the bowl of sorts that the blood of the Pesach was being held in. What's the source for that? Well, we have a Pasuk that tells us, Vesa Sipim, Vesa Machtois, Vesa Mizrakois. Sipim literally translated means jugs. Machtois and Mizrakois are other sorts of Kalim. And so we clearly see that Saf means a bowl or a jug or Kli of sorts. Now, Manda Amar Saf is Skupa, according to Manda Amar, the Saf is in a Skupa. Where does this come from? The Pasuk tells us, Besitam Sipam Asipi, they place their threshold next to my threshold. This is when the Navi is chastising the Yidden for building a base of Avodah Zarah right next to the base of Mikdash. So their threshold of the base of Avodah Zarah is right next to my threshold of the base of Mikdash. And so we see that Saf could be in a threshold. Now, Manda Omar Kli, Nicha. According to Manda Omar, that Saf is a Kli, so everything makes sense. Dechsev the Pasuk says, as we quoted before, Min Adama Sharba Saf, from the blood which is in the Saf. And the Pasuk is telling us, take the hyssop, dip it into the blood which is in the Saf, which is in the Kli, and then apply it to the lintel, to the top of the door frame, and two posts on the side. But Manda Omar Saf is Skupa, Mamakayim Saf Kli. What about according to Manda Omar, that a Saf is the Skupa, it's the threshold? What does he do with the fact that a Saf also means a Kli? And the answer is, according to him, maybe Saf Kli v'noisin ali Skupa, he holds that we take the Saf, which is a Kli, we take the bowl that has the blood of the Karban Pesach in it, it's placed on the Skupa, which means some of the blood is poured directly from the Kli onto the Skupa, which is also a Saf, and then v'toy v'lumaze, he takes his hyssop, dips it into the blood that's in the bowl, and sprinkles on the top and the two doorposts. Now we can use discussing this idea of Setamim. So Tani he's taught in the Braisa, and Bagba Gamer, Bagba says, Seh Tamim Ein Giza Tamima. When it says Seh Tamim, that means that the Seh is brought for the Pesach, it has to be unblemished, but its Giza, its shearings or its wool, doesn't have to be unblemished, which means even if it was sheared beforehand and it doesn't have any wool on it, no problem, it could still be used as the carbon. As the Gemara Tani, we have Braisa, it says, Basak tells regarding regular carbon, Min Hatzain, from the Tzain, and what do we learn from here? Lohetis Chalakim Shebahen, this excludes the Chalakim from the Tzain. Now, Chalakim we understand to mean as Chalak, which means smooth, and so it seems to be that the Pasuk's telling us that if the sheep is smooth because it was sheared and it doesn't have any wool, it's not allowed to be used as a carbon. So how could Rabbi Bagabag say it's allowed to be used as a carbon Pesach? So Amar Vavani answers no. When the Braisa says Lohaiti is ha-chalakim shebahem, it's Lohaiti ma shechilka l'cha ha-taira, it's coming to exclude that which the Taira was mechalik, that it differentiated or distinguished that this type of animal you're not allowed to bring, namely Revea v'nirvo muktza v'nevad, if a person had relations with an animal or the animal had relations with the person, was designated as a carbon for Avodah Zarah, where it was used as Avodah Zarah itself. All these, the Torah itself says specifically that you're not allowed to use as a carbon, and that's what it means, l'haitzi es ha-chalakim shebahem, to exclude that which the Torah was mechalik and differentiated and distinguished that you're not allowed to bring these, which Mela means that a sheep that was sheared and it's chalak, it's smooth, no problem, it's allowed to be used as a carbon. Now, just going on to explain the last part of Mishnah, where we had said that one of the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Dairis is that the Isra of Chametz was only for one night of Pesach Mitzrayim, but Pesach Dairis is for 7 days. So Rabbi Yisrael says that after Rabbi Yisrael the Chavasoin, Rabbi Yisrael is just like this. The Tana, we have a Brayis. Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yisrael says, "Imer ani, I say shaloi haya Pesach Mitzrayim elo yoyim echro bavad." Pesach Mitzrayim was only for one day. The Isra Chametz was only for that day. Shenamar the pasuk says, "V'loi yachal Chametz hayoyim." Now really, that's not where the comma is. The pasuk is really read, "V'loi yachal Chametz, don't eat Chametz." Kama hayoyim atem yoytzim b'chaydesh ha'aviv. Today you're going out in the chaydesh ha'aviv. But he moves the kama over and darshans the word hayoyim with the first part of the pasuk, and therefore he comes out with the drasha of loyach chametz hayoyim, don't eat chametz today, but after today, that first day of Pesach Mitzrayim, chametz is permitted. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.